This is John Moore on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I'm sometimes jealous of my friend Laura Babcock. She's a communications specialist. Her son is a gourmet cook. Just about every single day, Laura posts a picture of some spectacular meal that she is enjoying. Her son is named Darrow, and he's now out with his second cookbook. You're 12, right?
I am.
Okay, a lot of people would say, what's a 12-year-old doing writing a cookbook? But this is your second cookbook. You actually wrote one at the age of 10. That's quite something.
Hopefully.
Listen, tell me where this all began. I mean, you know, I took up cooking as an adult. And I guess what I didn't have in my life was somebody to act as some kind of a mentor when I was a lot younger. So how did you start on your course to becoming a chef?
Well, my mom would always watch cooking shows with me, like a lot. So that helped. And we'd also do dinner parties, and I would help my mom cook for those dinner parties. So, you know, I'd just start cooking, and I just start cooking more and more, and it just, I guess it happened.
But this is a lot more than some young person figuring out how to scramble an egg or how to make cheese macaroni. I mean, you're doing some fine cuisine here.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't want to do that kiddish kind of food, because I think if I could make really good food at this age and learn how to make it better and better, and I really want to go to Europe and stuff, I think I could, it'd be delicious.
The latest cookbook that you're out with is called Fine Rustic. You go by seasons, and we can talk about that in just a second. But something I'm interested in is you seem to be very convinced that a decent meal needs five courses. Where did that impression come from?
Well, my mom and her friends, my mom would always do five courses with her dinner parties. And I think five courses is perfect, especially with small portions, because it helps the palate and start with a mousse bouche, and then you end with a dessert course.
Walk me through one of your meals, if you can.
So if it's in the summertime, my dad has a garden, and usually I'd pick stuff from the garden. So you'd see stuff like with lots of tomatoes and fresh herbs, more colorful in general. And I do a mousse bouche first to get the palate going, and then like immediately after that, I give them a soup course, and then I just space it out correctly so people have time to digest and talk and drink, so they don't feel absolutely stuffed at the end of it.
Okay, so that's two courses. What would be the other three?
The other three, the main course, I would do something a little more hearty, a little more filling, fattier, because the first two courses would be very light. And with the pasta course, I love to do something, also, like I said, very light, very delicious, but not filling, because that's what the main course do. And then the dessert course is also going to be filling.
How much time, I mean, your mom is always tweeting out pictures of the meals you prepare. How much time do you spend on an average day cooking?
If I'm in the mood and I have to do things pretty much all day, if I don't really have to do anything, I would say dinner time and breakfast. But if I'm not feeling it, I take time not to cook, because after a while, just, you know, you have to take a break sometimes.
Well, I'm thinking your family is like the luckiest family in the world. It's like having a professional chef in the house, but it's just another family member.
Yeah, they say that a lot. So, but it's just, don't cook so much that you start to not want to do it, because that shows you're overworking yourself, and you don't want that to happen at all.
You mention in a portion of the cookbook that cooking should be easy. And I think that's something worth emphasizing, because, you know, for years I was afraid of cooking because I thought it was going to be complicated and I would be judged. And, you know, how could I possibly be as good as another chef? And as you mentioned, the whole idea is that cooking should be something that's very natural and easy for you.
Well, you should never be, there's always going to be someone better than you. It doesn't matter who you are. So that should never be the expectation, to be the best as soon as you start. But just ease your way into it. Don't immediately just do the hardest cuisine you possibly can think of, because it's a learning experience. And like with any learning experience, you just have to go at your own pace.
Do you have chefs who are kind of idols or inspirations for you? I'm trying to think of how to phrase this question, because, I mean, you're 12 years old, and I think it's inarguable there are many talented 12-year-olds out there, but, I mean, you're cooking at a professional level. So are you unlike other kids?
Well, yes, but, like, again, Dan Magnus, Kid Ryan, he's also very good at cooking, so I'm not going to say I'm the best one out there, but I think if anyone practices enough, they can get to my level.
Yeah, but there's a lot of kids out there who are just sort of riding their bikes while you're deciding which herb goes perfectly with a compote.
Yeah, I ride my bike too. I have to ride my bike every day so I don't freak out. So,
okay. Is this what you want to do for your life, for a career?
Yeah, I want to be a restaurateur.
How do you think that might work out? I mean, I guess you'd probably end up apprenticing with somebody and then, you know, going off and hanging out your own shingle.
Yeah, I want to take a year in actual cooking course and 2 years in restaurant management in George Brown. And I want to move to Europe and start cooking there and learning different kinds of cuisine.
Do you ever, not worry necessarily, but I think if you went to George Brown right now, you'd sit there with your eyes rolling as they say, here's how we poach an egg. You already know what you're doing.
Well, I think the simplest thing you could be doing wrong, it doesn't matter what. I don't think I'd roll my egg to poach an egg, because they could be doing it a completely different way that works better. I could learn a completely new thing about how to fry an egg. So,
and do you think you have a style?
Yeah, it's a title of my cookbook, Fine Rustic. My family is from Istria. They just came from here. I still have cousins there. So it's very rustic. Like I said, pull things in the garden. My plating is also very rustic, but it's cooked in a fine dining way. It has that sort of high-end part to it. So,
Well, listen, it's a pleasure to talk with you again, Darrow. And the book is gorgeous to look at. I think your mom did the pictures?
Yes, she did.
They're spectacular. I mean, your plating is spectacular, but the pictures are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Darrow Rebel is the author of the book, Fine Rustic.
You're listening to John Moore on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.